producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the White House and NASA have come out. And they say that 2014 was the hottest year on record. Doesn't matter that almost all other independent meteorologists and scientists are showing that this has been one of the coldest years that we just left on average worldwide that we saw in more than 40 years. And the least amount of hurricanes, typhoons, you name it, because the sun has been dimming as part of its cycle. 2014 breaks record for warmest year. NOAA, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and NASA experts say, who've been proven to be totally political. The main climatologist, of course, at NASA is a huge Al Gore eugenicist, well, I don't like to be profane, but turd basket. There's not another word to describe him. And they want to carbon tax everything. So you got the Pope out there pushing carbon taxing. California's going ahead and implementing it. Australia's getting rid of it because they implemented it first and it wrecked their economy. It's wrecked the Spanish economy over in Spain. This is getting crazy. Meanwhile, there's an article from Mark Moreno at his website, Climate Depot, that's linked on DrudgeReport.com that we're going to post in whole at Infowars.com and retweet out at Real Alex Jones. Scientists balk at hottest year claims, ignore satellites showing an 18-year pause. We are arguing over the significance of hundredths of a degree. The pause continues. And that's just off the selected buoys and satellite readings they're using that they cherry-pick, ladies and gentlemen. They've been proven all over the Western world. Here's an example of what they've done in the last 20 years. They will move the thermometers, say, at Camp Mabry here in Austin, from the side of a building or under a tree to out on the concrete tarmac of the helicopter pad. Same thing here where I live. Years ago, they, under federal funding, for a new system of thermometers, of course, and weather gauges, moved it out onto the tarmac. Well, do you think it's hotter out on the black tarmac where you can fry an egg than it is in the grass? This is what they do. They play games. And what did the head of the UN program, who was in charge of all the major worldwide universities gathering the data, say 6 years ago when ClimateGate broke? He said, we've got to hide the what? We got to hide the what? The decline. We've got to hide the decline. And climatologist Dr. Roy Spencer has come out and said that's a fraud. Climatologist Dr. Pat Michaels has said that it's not true. Physicist Dr. Lubos Motol analyzed the satellite temperature data and laughed out loud, saying it was not the warmest year. Climatologist Dr. Roger Pickle Sr. said we found a significant warm bias, picking warm readings and ignoring the cool readings. Climatologist Dr. Judith Curry, essentially, 2014 essentially tied with 2005 and 2010 for the hottest year if you look at their readings. It's actually, if you look at other readings, again, the coldest one within 30 to 50 years. It's not an exact science because there's so many microclimates. I'll be covering that more today. We got a big broadcast lined up. We have the state rep on from Utah that has had a devastating victory for freedom. And it's this model of what Utah's done that could really cause the new renaissance and the boom in this country, something the globalists don't want. They want a controlled boom that they control. Utah transfer of public lands, all that federal land, 87% of the state is federal. Well, it orders, because it's under common law in the Constitution, that it begun to be transferred to the people. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the majority, not just a couple pieces, back to the state of Utah. starting this year, and the law passed. That's coming up. Congressman Walter Jones will be joining us with some key intel. It's all coming up today. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone apps at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It's Friday.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way! Friday, the 16th day of January, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Congressman Walter Jones on Obama impeachment, investigations into 9/11, our government openly funding jihadists over in the Middle East, and so much more will be joining us in the third hour. We have a state rep coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour that got a law passed to take the federal land and give it to the people in Utah. This is so exciting. It's all about solutions. New bill could mark the beginning of the end for Common Core, and 2 plus 2 equals 5. All this and more coming up. The Pope advocates violence in response to free speech. But that's how Jesus died. And now the Pope's having to backtrack on his comments, saying that, well, you talk bad about somebody's religion, you get punched in the nose. I wish the Pope would talk more about the hundreds of thousands of Christians murdered the last few years in the Middle East by the jihadis that are being funded, but I guess that's not his job. Now, let's go to a special report put together by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and John Bound dealing with Obama's terror cells in the USA. We're going to premiere this here, then tweet the video out at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. Here's the report. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones.
So, Mr. President, how do you handle promises that you made when you were running for election, and how do you handle it? I mean, what do you say to people? People were wondering. You don't have it. Okay.
How sad was it in the streets of Paris as 40 world leaders walked down the street? Absent was the United States of America. Where was the president?
Attorney General Eric Holder was in Paris for a terrorism summit with French President Hollande, but darted out just before world leaders historically convened to pay their respects to the fallen Charlie Hebdo cartoonist. Holder then went on a media blitz claiming that there is no credible threat to Americans.
That the entire threat environment is as dangerous as anything you've seen since 9/11. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I would say that that's true, although there's not a specific credible threat that I can point to.
It makes the average American wonder what the Obama administration is hiding when anyone can go online and discover the clear and present danger of decades-old State Department documents revealing what has been lurking within at least 22 of our United
and
States.
A secret videotape uncovered by our investigation team. Sheikh Jilani is seen here both recruiting American Muslims and instructing them in Islamic guerrilla warfare tactics. The tape is known as Soldiers of Allah.
On behalf of the Muslims of America, I present before you a documentary film in helping and training oppressed Muslims. I'm proud to say and to sit with the colleagues who have been successful in founding an international organization which is called Soldiers of Allah, S-O-A. And we are establishing training camps. You can reach us, you know, at the Brown Book University offices in upstate New York, or in Canada, or in Michigan, or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are. You can reach us. You're most welcome to join one of our, you know, advanced training groups in Islamic military warfare.
The Clarion Project, who I work for, we broke this story about how a terrorist enclave has been detected in Texas. We know this from declassified FBI documents. There was originally some broad intelligence about it, and so we started investigating. We figured out the group's front organizations that they were using in Texas, and then some activists from a group called Act for America went and verified the specific location so that we made sure that we definitely knew what we were talking about, and then we got declassified FBI documents and confirmed it from that end. So we know for a fact that this organization that runs the 22 villages, as they call them, also have one in Texas.
In 2001, ATF Special Agent Thomas P. Gallagher testified in court that individuals from the organization Muslims of the Americas are trained in Hancock, New York, and if they pass the training in Hancock, New York, are then sent to Pakistan for training in paramilitary and survivalist training by Mr. Jilani. On January 23, 2002, American journalist Daniel Pearl was kidnapped on his way to question Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani's connection to shoe bomber Richard Reed in downtown Karachi. 9 days later, Pearl was decapitated. On May 16th, his severed head and decomposed body were found cut into 10 pieces. Jilani was temporarily in Pakistani custody after the kidnapping. The main compound near the town of Hancock in upstate New York, known as Holy Islamburg, was founded in 1980 by Jilani as a religious sanctuary for devout Muslims. This land is located near the reservoir that supplies most of New York City's drinking water. In fact, most of the compounds are near strategic locations within the United States designed to affect a mass population event at any time.
According to the 2006 law enforcement report, Jilani opened his compounds near significant infrastructure targets. Islamville is less than 5 miles away from the Catawba nuclear facility.
The FBI's own documents define the Muslims of America as as an autonomous organization which possesses an infrastructure capable of planning and mounting terrorist campaigns overseas and here within the U.S. How can the Obama administration claim they are concerned about lone wolf attacks, i.e. gun owners, Tea Partiers, and constitutionalists, when training videos clearly link Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani to an expanding network of radical Islamic cells within the United States? Further, State Department documents have not listed Fukra as a terror organization, regardless of countless felonies committed by its members. Jilani's intent is echoed by the Muslim Brotherhood with slogans like, God is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, Jihad is our way. Dying in the way of God is our highest hope. And Obama's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood are becoming increasingly well known.
Why President Barack Hussein not hitting hard on the terrorists and on ISIS? And I know it sounds crazy, but bear with me. President Barack was born after his older brother Malik. The father, Mr. Hussein, named his son Malik, and that's one of God's names in Islam. The second son, he named him Barak. What does Barak mean? Barak is the right Prophet Muhammad, and we can see Mr. Malik sitting with Mr. Obama visiting him in the White House. Mr. Malik is in charge of the Muslim Brotherhood in Africa. There's a lot of finances going on through Mr. Malik, and we can see him in another picture holding the Yemenian dagger on his waist, and he is a big supporter to the Muslim Brotherhood. And that explains that Mr. Barack Hussein is not hitting hard on the Muslim Brotherhood. On the contrary, he took them off the terrorist list for years and years. The Muslim Brotherhood is on the terrorist list around the world. In the Arab world, who knows them best? But Mr. Barak decided to take them off the terrorist list and start to be sponsoring them and put them in charge of Egypt.
The IRS and your tax dollars allow these nonprofit organizations openly hell-bent on the destruction of the United States to operate within the United States. Demographics show that the Muslim birth rate is the world's highest, but it is falling faster than the birth rate of any culture. The Muslim world currently has 25 million idle young men struggling to follow the immigration path to Western Europe and the United States to escape abject poverty and diminishing resources. Now the Obama administration is playing semantics with the usage of the term radical Islam in an apparent bid to paint their investment in a better light.
The lengths to which he will go to avoid telling us the truth about the enemy is becoming comical. It's certainly embarrassing. For example, he will never forget about that we use the word jihadist. He'll never use that. But he refuses to use the word Islamist, which is used throughout the Muslim world. It's used by journalists, by authors.
There are a variety of reasons why
people... But was radical Islam one of them?
There are a variety of reasons why people do these things. Some of them are potentially religious.
Okay, but all I'm asking is if you think among those variety of reasons, radical Islam might have been one of the reasons that the individuals took the steps that they did.
You see, you say radical Islam. I mean, I think those people who espouse a version of Islam that is not...
Are you uncomfortable attributing any of their actions to radical Islam? It sounds like...
No, I don't want to say anything negative about a religion that is...
I'm not talking about radical Islam. I'm not talking about the general religion. Mr. AG, it's hard to get an answer, yes or no. But
and look, the Middle East is coming apart with this administration's policy. Look at Libya. We should never have gone into Libya. Gaddafi was on our side. Look at Egypt. Morsi is now going after the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islamists, and we've got Muslim Brotherhood in the U.S. government today. And so,
who's going on in Syria? Who from the Muslim Brotherhood is in the U.S. government right now?
Who?
Yes.
I haven't got their names exactly, but there's a list of them, at least 10 or 15 of them.
Do you know any major Arab ally that embraces ISIL?
I know major Arab allies who fund them.
He spent about an hour meeting with five different rebel commanders who came from all over Syria,
to plead with him for heavier weapons, a no-fly zone, and airstrikes against the forces of President Bashar al-Assad.
Arming the enemy and advancing its movement towards the United States' wide-open borders. If ever a U.S. president committed treason and deserved impeachment, the time is now. Regardless of our long-standing stance on religious freedom, these terror cells are being protected for what blatantly appears to be a key component of the New World Order's endgame on American soil.
That's right, Joe Biggs. Full report, InfoWars.com. Spread the video.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely. She was the queen of our lives. There in the darkness with the radio.
All those bitter days are past me now.
I've got so much more to think about.
Think about.
Deadlines.
deadlines and commitments.
What to leave
what
in?
To leave in.
What to leave
what
out?
To leave out.
All right, we're back in the old studio today. Crew did a great job in our beta test. Next week on Tuesday and Thursday, I'll be in there, and in a few weeks, I'll be in there full time. Then occasionally, we'll have when we got too many people to stick in that studio, we can cut to this studio with breaking news and other reports as well. Again, Alex Jones coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Here's what I want to do. Let me just mention some of the news that's coming up today. Top Obamacare official stepping down. Dive Obama's. It just has a 37% approval rating in a new major scientific poll. New bill would mark the beginning of the end of Common Core. Germany proposes jihad identity cards because the terrorists are still allowed to fly everywhere. All you do is pick them up for probable cause. You don't then issue them jihad cards. They're not allowed to travel. That is Nazi Germany in Germany. Belgium police, of course, killed two in anti-terror raid during shootout. Elon Musk, who I know is a listener of the broadcast and who we're going to get on the show, gives $10 million to fight killer robots. And, of course, that's the head of Tesla. Well, the problem is they've already got autonomous drones operating all over the place, but he is certainly worried about the real issue there on that front. Zuckerberg defends Facebook censorship despite Charlie Hebdo support and, of course, calling his users dumb effers. That's in the London Guardian. He hangs out with the communist Chinese censorship czar, learning how to make us a totalitarian society. He is a true hypocrite monster pig on every front. Vatican attempts to clarify Pope Francis' comment on Paris attack. Pontiff causes stir. You cannot provoke. You cannot insult the faith of others. Really? Really? He said, yeah, if someone talks bad about my mother, I will hit them. The last pope criticized the Islamists killing Christians in Syria and other areas and killing non-radical Muslims in Libya, Egypt, you name it. This pope, so which one's right? I mean, I'm not a Catholic, but if the pope's supposedly infallible, which one was fallible then? Was it the last one that they made leave or this new one who's an admitted socialist? First time that we've had a public socialist pope over 1.2 billion people of 7 billion on this planet. And he came out and endorsed carbon taxes and global government a few weeks ago. And now he's saying that you shouldn't be able to criticize folks. Well, Kit Daniels wrote an article here that I think is very powerful. And it went viral last night on InfoWars.com. But it went out last night. I want to retweet it today at Real Alex Jones and post it on Facebook. Pope advocates violence in response to free speech, but that's how Jesus died. Jesus Christ was crucified for stating he was the Son of God. And they told him, shut up and recant or they're going to kill him, and he wouldn't do it. And then Pontius Pilate gave him a chance, and he wouldn't do it. And Pontius Pilate said, I find no fault with this man. But I guess the Pope kind of trumps Christ, doesn't he, for a lot of folks out there? I said, I am Jesus. I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on a cloud of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witnesses, he said. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. That's out of the Gospel of Mark. So he's got to square that. Number one, carbon taxes will kill a billion people over a decade. That's the numbers that Monckton's put out before, and I agree with him, that if you cut off energy to the world over 10 years, it'll kill a billion people or more. And then, you know, Obama's told him you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning, you can't have medicine, you can't have anything. And so this is quite a departure from anything. I mean, this guy is... He goes out and hugs old people and people with diseases, and the mainstream media that normally attacks Catholics, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed that, and attacks different popes, suddenly is in love with this pope and just endorses everything he has to say and do. I guess knowing he'd come out for a World Council of Religions and come out for an ecumenical movement and come out for restricting free speech and come out for a world government, I guess. Interesting story. Don't know your take on it. That's just some of what we got here in the stack today. Oil projects worth billions put on hold because of dropping oil prices. And I've got more on George Soros I want to hit first. And that ties in with another story. Canned foods are what schools say people should have as a defense against shooters. That's,
we're on the march.
I guess added to
empires
peeing on them
run.
Or vomiting on them.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I'm not joking. That's what they call them to do.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, transmitting live as well. Now, continuing here, I want to tie three things together, then go to a report from Jakari Jackson on CNN and the federal government recommending that you take a can of beans with you when you go to college or a public school to throw at a shooter. I'm not joking. And by the way, they know that's ridiculous. It's meant to mock you. They're all going to have paramilitary guards paid for by you and I. That's coming up. But when I saw this headline yesterday, I meant to cover it and get to it, but Jakari did a report last night for the Nightly News. It's just so over the top. But that's what all of this is about, is breaking our will. just like when the feds came out a few years ago and told women to vomit or urinate on someone that's trying to rape you. That's the feminist thing to do. No, don't teach women how to use guns and have them carry guns, and then attacks on women basically disappear in areas where that happens. Carjackings in Florida and Texas that were epidemic ended for all intents and purposes, went down 99%, look it up, within 2 years of concealed carry going in. Do you think muggers like in Chicago and New York like areas of Texas? Do you think they go out to rural areas and mug good old boys in their trucks? No. Just like they don't stick their arms in Arizona down rattlesnake holes. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Actually, a nation of cowards will be gang raped by every criminal type you can imagine, and we are being gang raped. Financially, economically, physically, it's only going to get worse. Now, all of that said, I want to open the phones up specifically for police officers, and I won't make you hold a long time. I know a lot of you are on duty. You're out there working. Or even recently retired police officers, just to get your take on this, if you agree or disagree with me. Now listen to the 3 points I'm going to make. Is the same tactics used here or used in other countries? I'm going to tie 3 stories together. You have jihad training camps set up since the 1980s, allowing jihadis to train to go to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and other areas in the U.S., and they're on no-fly list. Because other agencies put them on that, they're allowed to fly in and out of the country. The underwear bomber, the latest attackers in Paris, the attacker at Fort Hood was known and was allowed to operate. All this has come out. Same story. The head of the 7/7 bombings. That's mainstream news. That's not me even saying that. This stuff comes out. It's a very simple equation. Let them build up, let them create a threat, let them attack with their useful idiot jihadis, then basic Americans get our freedoms taken. Then the overarching militarization and federalization and globalization of police can expand. But that's not enough to take over the country. How did George Soros get $5 billion of State Department money in 2013, 2014, and then go on Fareed Zakaria's show? We have a transcript from the video posted on Infowars.com from May 27th of last year, about 7 months ago. He came out and he said, quote, "I am responsible for the operations and the overthrow of Ukraine." They went in and financed with $5 billion using real and perceived grievances and hype grievances, basically anti-police riots all over the country. They then had their government take the government building, unelected, and then they put Joe Biden's son over the oil and other Democratic officials' children, literally, children, college graduates, but children, over the entire economy and began a war against Russia. I'm not defending Russia, saying they're perfect and lily white. The West started it. George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, demon, who's brought down countless countries, financing riots to devalue their currencies. He's on record doing that. He brags. He's brought down more than 7 nations, looted their currencies. He brought down Ireland. He brought down England for a while. He's brought down a whole bunch of third world countries. Why would he finance? And I'm not saying that the Ukrainian government was perfect, but it was elected. They take legitimate things on the surface that sound like a reason to get upset, and then they use it to bring in even greater tyranny later. And now Ukraine, a year later, is in total shambles. So here he is. Soros admits responsibility for coup and mass murder in Ukraine. He told George Soros, Fareed Zakaria, over the weekend he's responsible for establishing a foundation in Ukraine that ultimately contributed to the overthrow of the country's elected leader and the installation of a junta handpicked by the State Department. And it has the quote right here.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognize about you was that you were, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissent of activities, civil society groups in Eastern Europe. That's not what Zakaria sounds like. It's what Soros sounds like. Europe and Poland and the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine? Zakaria asked Soros. Well, I will set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since and played an important part in the events now, Soros responded. And he went on. Okay. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What does he found and fund? Media Matters. He tells the White House what to do. Media Matters is their mouthpiece.
Who do they attack? Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, freedom of speech, gun ownership, state sovereignty. And they call in their memos that have been made public by even Bloomberg and Politico 4 years ago to infiltrate media and bring it down. I mean, they try to get people in your operations, folks. And I'm not going to go into all of it, but a lot of people have faced it. I mean, they don't play games, okay? They are a spy intelligence operation of George Soros. They're just one group. This guy overthrows countries. You understand that? He used the white supremacists to take over Ukraine. The deputy president they put in howls Hitler on TV. You can pull it up. Their symbol is blonde-haired women shooting electricity bolts like Emperor Palpatine out of their hands, and he's howling Hitler. You cannot make up stuff this weird. But he's liberal, so it's okay, because he said he was liberal and gives money to everybody, billions. He's a mob boss. And so you got George Soros running around doing all this. He's trying to overthrow that. Enter this story that I covered yesterday from the Washington Times. Now, again, we'd already covered this. I say that to say we can confirm this. You can blow up in the videos or look at the names on the signs. He doesn't hide it. Kind of like he went on 60 Minutes and said, yeah, I was a Nazi collaborator, rounded up, you know, all these people. I'm not ashamed of it. I survived. I'm proud of myself, basically. He admits he's trying to undermine the U.S. sovereignty. He admits he wants your guns. He admits he overthrew Ukraine. He was the point man. He's tried it before. George Soros funds Ferguson protests, hopes to spur civil action. So he uses some of the heavy-handed tactics, the globalist training on the police, the rest of it, to then demonize police themselves to try to start a revolution in America pointed at the police that will drive the police into the Fed's arms as their saviors, break them, and get them to accept the paramilitary takeover, which is what he wants. He doesn't want a revolution like he wanted in Ukraine that actually overthrows the government. He wants to spur a destabilization to bring in a greater tyranny, to give Obama a smokescreen, to bring in martial law, if it would have worked, just like they tried to use Occupy Wall Street, he funded to do this. And, folks, this is heavy information. I'm not giving you my opinion. This is a fact. $33 million. I'm the guy that made four films on the police state, wrote a book on it, predicted all that was coming because I read the Rand Corporation documents and others and had sources. But I wasn't against the police. I was against them being taken over and being turned into basically North Korean-style enforcers. Now to try to get them to do that, they want to have a war against the police to then force them into that position. Just like they start the war on terror against radical Muslims, next you learn, oh, it's really for the Tea Party. Same deal. This is the plan. And so here he is, $33 million of his billions he gives, just to spur this, and the Washington Times did an investigative report and links through that he was involved in the Zimmerman organization, the Soros Open Society Foundation. That's the one that overthrew Ukraine, is operating in America. Hey, blacks, your unemployment doubled. How do we make sure Soros' puppet Obama doesn't get the blame? Cause a race war, a soft race war of names. Make it all about the white truck driver who's going bankrupt. He's the reason a black truck driver's going broke. Or a white teacher. She's the reason a black teacher across town has trouble in school. No. Or a cop. A cop. Just randomly project all your anger, not at the Federal Reserve, not at the IRS, not at the New World Order, not at the Attorney General shipping guns into Mexico to blame gun owners and false flag the Second Amendment. Blame cops. And I told you he was behind it. This guy is a literal demon. And he's par for the course. He's just one of the more arrogant, outspoken people. I know somebody that's been in the East Coast home, I'll just leave it at that, of George Soros, and the entire place is black mirrors and black paint and black floors. Do you know why people have their house like that? Do you know what black mirrors are used for? That's as hardcore Satanism as you get.
floors, black walls, black mirrors. Can you imagine where this guy's heart is? This is who wants your guns. This is who's taking over the public schools. This is who literally runs CNN, MSNBC, and the White House. You got to say one person, he's the guy calling the shots. More than Brzezinski, more than Kissinger. He is the guy on the ground getting it done. The war general, the field marshal, the Erwin Rommel. He is in the field, folks. He is coming. And he's got his people just out there engaged in every dirty trick you can imagine. And you know what? I just expect that flying in over the enemy base. So I don't care. It's fine. I expect it. If I didn't have these people jacking with me and messing with me and pulling all sorts of stuff that I'm not even going to get into, then I wouldn't know that I was over the main target. So I'm not complaining. I expect it. Whatever happens, happens. I'm going 110% in. I'm dropping my load on these people. And that's the end of it. We're going to fly in over the base. We're going to pull that lever. And we're going to make sure those bombs go in the info war. But he knows we're winning the info war. That's why he wants to finance false flags. And I'll say it, the Democratic Party, 3 years ago, their memos came out where they said, we want to blame Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, people like that for the next terror attack. You know, give the Democrats money. Don't worry if it looks like we're unpopular. We're going to be popular after the next terror attack. Well, folks, there's no even veiled denial there. They're telling you what they're up to, and just get ready for it. And so the police of this country need to understand something. If you want to know who's financing radical Islamists in Egypt and Syria, it's George Soros, on record. You want to know who financed the Arab Spring? George Soros. You want to know who's destabilizing Europe? George Soros. You want to know who plans to get your pension funds in the end? It's George Soros. You want to know who's trying to finance groups and had little pasty white kids out there with signs saying, deck the halls with dead cops, fa-la-la, la-la-la. You want to play the clips? They are all not even communists or socialists. They're hardcore takeover revolutionaries who know they're on the winning team, they believe, and who go to these universities and who learn how to manipulate. Remember Gruber at all those university speeches teaching the professors how to lie and the graduate students? And everyone laughing and smiling, feeling included into the evil? We're not demonizing George Soros. He's all I've said and more. And I don't enjoy having to stand up against him, but my very being, my will not let me do anything but that. I just can't not fight this guy because he's an enemy of every person that wants peace and prosperity and freedom. And you've been warned out there, all of you. If you don't realize how serious this is, and you think, oh, he's exaggerating. No, I'm not. I don't have words to tell you how serious these people are. We don't have a guest joining us for 30 minutes. We have the state rep getting a lot done in Utah. Very exciting. They're taking the land back from the feds. It's happened. The bill's passed. Now the fight's on. But we've won the first major stage. He's going to be joining us. Walter Jones just called and got his time zones wrong. He's going to be on Monday. So we're going to have a lot of open phones today on Friday, except for one guest. And I want to hear the first bank of calls. I'll go right to your calls at the start of the next segment. Sometimes I want police officers to call them. We can load the line. Sometimes none of you call. If you're off duty, on duty, whatever, you need to get in the habit of speaking out or you're going to lose everything, just like we are. We're all in this together. Are you going to let – I'm asking you point blank. You going to let George Soros spend $33 million to take unfortunate events and scapegoat every single one of you so you get shot in the head in your patrol cars or so your family gets killed? You going to put up with his crap while he has Media Matters claiming I'm violent and want cops dead? How many times have they made that up with no proof? Can't you see? I'm trying to stop a civil war, not because I'm a hero, but because I want to have a future and I want freedom for my family. That means you need freedom too. Rising tides raise all ships. A lowering tide will beat us all. And I'm sick of it. And I'm not laying down to these people. Where is our spirit? I want to hear from the police. And why not? Active duty military. Police, right? Because active duty military are police now. You're going to be domestically involved in civil unrest if this all kicks off. He's not been successful so far. Thank God. A few more cases, though, of out-of-control cops choking somebody to death and the media hyping it? They want to start a civil war. I've been telling you for years. It's starting. They're not saying that in the media. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800. I'm so upset I can't remember the number I've had for 18 years. 800-259-9231. Briefly, the special is going down the next few hours. I just constantly say take it down. And they're like, are you sure? You sure it's doing real well? Yeah, because we're about to sell out of the secret 12 methylcobalamin vitamin B12 that you take sublingually in the mouth. It's the injectable type, but you take it in the mouth. Very absorbable with the oxy powder, super male, super female vitality, 48% off. We're going to have to end it today. So we're going to send out one more email, let folks know that while supplies last, that's going at maybe an hour, maybe 3 hours. InfoWarsLife.com. We have specials on the Nation Iodine X2 that grabs the bad areas of the halogen family and pulls them out and fills the glands that need the good halogen. There's a reason they don't want you getting true iodine. This is not the garbage iodine from the store. Or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions about the silver bullet, colloidal silver, lung cleanse, all the great nutraceuticals, ancient defense, DNA force, fluoride cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LASIK. Kick some ass with LASIK's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LASIK.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, the phones keep loading up, but there's no current police officers calling in to give us their take. Is that because they're afraid of the NSA spying on them, that that'll be passed on to police? You don't have any free speech? Or is it because you're just busy? Again, when I don't ask cops to call in, a whole bunch call in. Sometimes when I ask, they do call in. That's active duty military, especially military police or police. It's on record. George Soros, Open Society Foundation. They're on record bragging that George Soros gave $33 million to try to stir up fighting here in the United States and to scapegoat the police. Don't you see he's trying to cause a revolution like he did in Ukraine? What do you think about this? Do you disagree with me? Maybe you love George Soros. 800-259-9231. I want to go to this report by Jakari Jackson. This is from CNN, if you think we're joking. Can goods stop school shooters? That's right. Don't have teachers that are armed. Don't have pilots that are armed. Learn to urinate on someone or throw a can of peas at them. This is the joke level, ladies and gentlemen, that they want us to live. But the very bureaucrats that are against us being armed, they're the ones living behind armored fortresses with armed guards at taxpayer expense, like Piers Morgan, who has armed bodyguards. Let's go to that report.
This is Jakari Jackson for Infowars.com. Now, something that's very important to us in this country is the safety of our school children, understandably so. But we can't all agree on how best to protect them. And now we have this article. Alabama middle school principal tells kids to bring canned goods to class and throw them at possible gunmen. Here's a note that a parent received from the school, and this is W.F. Burns Middle School. And we'll show you a little bit of this training. It's called the ALICE Training Program.
Wait a minute, that's not how it's supposed to go. You said they should keep moving and throw things.
They don't do either of those things.
No, they followed their natural instinct to hide. And what did that make them?
Sitting ducks.
Right, and sitting ducks makes easy targets and doesn't make anything easy for the intruder.
Can we try again?
Absolutely.
Yay!
It's all about terrorizing kids for a threat that's incredibly rare. Actually, I like this school.
And this is this particular program. They don't do this at every school, but this school is participating in this program. And while I do applaud them for not being sitting ducks and actively trying to defend themselves, I think a much better strategy would be to simply arm the teachers. You have the principal, you have the janitor, maybe there's a locked cabinet, a gun case someplace where a teacher has an access key. Or in some places, like Harold ISD in Texas, they have their teachers carry concealed weapons.
Every one of the plans in the United States in schools, emergency plans, are to lock the doors and hide the kids. Well, that was disturbing to us because we're 30 minutes from law enforcement. We had no way to protect ourselves, and there wasn't anybody around to take care of us. We were our first responders.
Right.
I came up with a plan. And the plan, you know, has been on the news a lot. It's pretty self-explanatory.
We're going to go to break. Jakari's full report is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Yeah, at least the Alabama school is training them to fight back, which the feds say lay down. But it shouldn't be canned foods, folks. It should be firearms. It should be firearms. But overall school shooting training is to terrorize kids about a threat that is, I mean, you got like, what, 6, 7, 8 times better chance of a honeybee killing
than a school shooting. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard. Even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.